Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ sanghaṃ namassāmi. So I'd like to talk about a few of the guiding principles, particularly principles that guide our attitude in our spiritual practice. So you can see how the Buddha says over and over how spiritual practice is something that goes against the ways of the world, goes against the stream of sensuality. So when we embark on this, this can be a little bit daunting. It can seem rather negative. We have to give everything up, be very good, and then we'll be happy. This can be a difficult thing to do. It's kind of can feel like self-sacrifice, going against our habits. This is because we're not going about it in the correct way. If you go about it in the correct way, then the path is a very natural one. The Buddha doesn't judge sensuality. His first point to understand, the Buddha sees four kinds of happiness. First one of material wealth, and material happiness he sees as a kind of happiness. He doesn't see that in a negative way, and yet he sees other kinds of happiness, three other kinds of happiness that are higher. The happiness of being virtuous, the happiness of the concentrated or trained mind, or of mindfulness, sharpness of mind, and of liberation, a freedom of mind, freedom from suffering. These three kinds of happiness greater than the first. And yet he doesn't encourage us to pursue these through an idea. What he encourages us to do is to begin to practice. And so first of all, sila, keeping the precepts, the first step, keeping the five precepts as a layperson. One begins to enjoy the sense of harmlessness, sense of self-respect, dignity, these kinds of qualities coming into our hearts, lack of regret, remorse, then we can want to do this rather than feel that we should do this. We can want to do this, particularly if we're meditators, and particularly if we watch our minds, see the results of unskillful conduct or unskillful thinking. So this is the first main principle, then, that we establish ourselves on the spiritual path. We get fruits from that path of one kind or another, and then we let this enjoyment take us forward. So when I was a layman then, I used to go on retreats, I'd have a nice retreat and then come back from a retreat, and then I wouldn't want to put on the telly or play music. I'd want to just be quiet and enjoy the peacefulness of that. So it's not that I was denying myself anything that I had previously, it's just that I'd found a taste for peace and quiet. This is the natural path, the happy path, and not a path of idealism or self-sacrifice. Buddha doesn't really encourage us to be self-sacrificing, but to seek happiness in a skillful way. Seek the highest happiness, the one that lasts the longest. Often there's an investment here. We're looking for a longer term result. Are we making an investment towards that longer term result? We're not just resorting to the quick hit from the senses. So we're helping another person in some way, making friends, and these kind of good results come back to us, and that person's then willing to help us when we need help, and we can see how our goodness benefits them. This can give us great pleasure. If you make a friend, this can be a very lasting thing, can't it, rather than a quick hit from the senses. And yet, of course, we're also up against often an addiction to the things of the senses. It's the pleasures of the senses that kind of kept us going. So we need to wean ourselves off the more unskillful sense pleasures. So drinking, say, we try and give this up, then it can be a very difficult thing. So this breaking of addiction we can see as a way of talking about the spiritual path, breaking mind's addiction on the pleasures of the senses to keep us going. So how you go about breaking habits and breaking an addiction, let's go into that a little bit more. So often what we'll need to do, often a good first step, if we just find ourselves led astray by just falling into habits from the past, it's not to be willful about it so much as to change our environment. So there's a lot of psychological research on this these days, that the way to change our habits is not to a willful one, because they say, well, the will always let you down, but to change the environment. So if you have a problem with drink, then you just get rid of all the drink in the house is the most skillful way to start. And you can take this a long way. Monasticism is all about one of the things. We're choosing an environment that we just can't do these things. Not handling money, for example, not getting things for ourselves, not seeking things, not able to. This puts you in a very spiritual space, so to speak, where you can't pursue the pleasures of the senses. And so a monk is, from this point of view, sets a good example. Obviously, this kind of lifestyle takes an amount of support by the group, but then they're setting up somebody in a situation in which they're no longer able to, but also they're no longer able to be dependent upon these pleasures of the senses, so they can teach another person how to break this same addiction, what to look for, how to establish the mind, strengthen the mind, to be free of dependence on these things. And in a positive way, a way of finding something else that substitutes for these pleasures, a higher pleasure, something more pleasant. Pleasures of meditation, the second, again another quite a long-term investment. It usually takes quite a while for the meditation process to begin to offer one pleasure, sensory pleasure of a different kind. Pleasure of the concentrated mind, or the open mind. One will begin to see this when one establishes one's mindfulness, the pleasure of being present, the pleasure of being clear, having sense of self-control, having a mind that will follow our wishes. An ill-disciplined one, as a kind of benevolent discipline is what we're looking for in order to tame and train our minds, and the result can be very pleasant. It's very pleasant to have a mind that will follow one's wishes rather than fighting against us.